So this is a very the most important conference also because the Good Friday, the great drama of the our Lord's Passion and Death, and Holy Saturday and the Resurrection. Just to remind you, you have to go out of the retreat as apostles. You have to be apostles of the cross, of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, of Saint Joseph. Yeah, you have to share your fire. You are full of fire now, I can see that. Yes, and also remember, Archbishop Lefebvre said that the center of our spirituality should be the Mass, or sea, the cross, the Passion and Death of our Lord. So we have to concentrate in our life to try to shape our life around the cross, around our Lord's Passion and Death. And also Our Lady, therefore, with Our Lady of Sorrows and Solitude. This is why I will insist on that point at the end of the conference. Because we are living like as the Good Friday and the Holy Saturday of the Church. Yes. So we are not in ordinary times. We are in extraordinary, unusual darkness times. It's why we have to look at martyrdom, the concept of martyrdom. We have to look at the concept of victim souls as something for any one of us for this moment that we are living through. I would say one of the mistakes of traditional Catholics, they try to have a life as was 5 years ago or 10 years ago. It's not at all the same. We are living in extremely difficult, horrible, satanic times with demands from us as people of battle, of martyrdom, of being martyrs, being ready for whatever, be ready. Persecution is coming very soon. You will see. I don't need to be a prophet to tell you that persecution is coming. And we'll be house by house, they will come to be sure that you do what they want. So let's meditate then in the Passion and draw. I think to draw teachings from the so great meditations depends upon the Holy Ghost, not upon us. Depends upon your dispositions, your desires, and upon the Holy Ghost giving you lights to apply to your life, no? To it's why it's not good to take questions. I don't agree because it's no information, it's no class. It's fully the Holy Ghost. He might tell you things that you need to know, but some way. He's not here to understand or to have information. It's to prepare for the battle, for martyrdom. Yes, you have to be prepared to be crucified. This is why this conference is very important and this retreat. Keep in mind, it's going to prepare you for martyrdom, this conference or this retreat. Yes. So after the morning, on the morning, Good Friday, Saint John, I will take Saint John. And it was morning, so it's chapter 18, 28 starts the morning, Good Friday morning. Chapter 18, 28. And it was morning, and they went not into the hall, that they might not be defiled, but they might eat the Pasch. So already for the Jews, the great Paschal day, the most important day of the year was that Saturday. So they had to be the day before. According to the law of Moses, pure in the sense that they could not touch nothing impure according to the law of Moses, which was certain kind of animals, certain kind of pagan places or places where were full of idols or visit people who were not from the Jewish people religion. That was forbidden. to visit those houses or to touch certain animals like pigs or whatever. The other kind of rubrics, but it's why they didn't enter into the pilot's hall. And they said, he's a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up to thee if he were not so. Pilate therefore said to them, take him, you, and judge him according to your law. So the Jewish, they have in mind to crucify our Lord. So they were not, they would not be able to, they were not able to crucify our Lord because the authority was in the Roman, with the Romans. The Romans had the authority to only to kill someone, to judge someone. The thing that the Jews could do, and the Romans will not object, was to kill someone by lapidation, stoning, being stoned someone. On those times, the Romans will not oppose to that, because they will allow the Jews to apply their rules very often. Yeah? But of course, they didn't want to stone our Lord. They wanted to crucify him, to die this horrible death, and to be in public showing people that he was a delinquent. So they were great malice. So they wanted not just to kill our Lord, but they wanted to show the whole world, the Jewish and the Romans, the Gentiles, that he was a delinquent, that he was someone not to be trusted in public. Yes, this is a diabolical plan, diabolical. And you notice it, you will be noticing this is matching what is going on today. They want to get rid whatever is Catholic, whoever is Catholic, or, you know, the Trentine Mass, the persecution against the Trentine Mass by Francis, for example, is horrible. No a trace of it that he wants to see. It's especially to kill our Lord, to banish our Lord. What happened with the 2020, 2021 concerning the scam of COVID thing, we saw their intentions and their faith and their malice. No, even they want anymore even to go people to the holy places, were former holy places. Even pilgrimages, processions, even communion standing, which is not allowed even, but in the hand, for example. So they will receive, you see that whatever is whatever was left sacred or Catholic is being banished completely, almost completely already. There's nothing left. This is the intent of the devil. To replace God with himself, his own creation. For example, you have to know, for example, this so-called injection really modifies the ADN of the man. So it's a genetic change. That is a sin against nature. You have to know that. So to modify oneself, the nature, the human nature that God gave it to us, is a sin. Against nature, a mortal sin, grievous sin. So these genetical changes of medicine are already on sale. To cure many things is forbidden to Catholics. Modify the DNA, nature of man. So just try to match what is going on, your situation and our Lord's passion, and you will see how many things come together. So Pilate therefore went into the hall again and called Jesus and said to him, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Again, our Lord answered because he's the authority. Okay, he said, "Thou sayest this thing of thyself, or have others told it to me?" So Pilate answered, "Am I you, thy own people, and the chief priests have delivered thee up to me. What have you done? So our Lord answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom were of this world, my servant would have certainly strived yes, to deliver me. So Pilate asked, "Art thou a king?" And then Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king." He's affirming it. "I am a king. For this I was born, and for this came I into the world." This is the purpose of coming to the world, to reign. You notice Archbishop Lefebvre, the main center of the fight against the crisis is on the kingship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Precisely, this is why. Because the purpose of the devil is to replace him. That's the purpose of the devil. In every issue, in education, in medicine, in politics, in whatever topic, the devil wants to replace our Lord. He will be able to do it completely now, because our Lord promised, no? "The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church." So this is why our Lord is going to shorten the days. So I think with coming very quickly the end of this reign of the Antichrist and the devil, might be very soon the end. Yeah, we have to pray for that. Yes, our Lord come soon to defeat your enemy. No. Of course, to convert them, but also that means to defeat, because our Lord defeats one when he's converted. No, he's defeated by love, so not only by weapons. No. So I came to this world that I should give testimony to the truth. So he came to preach and to bring us the faith, the revelation. And he said, "Everyone that is not of the everyone of the truth hears my voice." Again, that concept that he who receives the grace of the Holy Ghost to be docile, to be disposed, and that one is the one who is able to accept the truth that our Lord preaches. Remember, it's a grace to embrace the faith, or to follow an inspiration is a grace that you receive. Remember, what is supernatural, we cannot do something supernatural without the grace of God, without the help of God. This is why even in the inspirations you have resolutions, you are not doing it by yourself alone. God is the one who is inspiring you and telling you. It's a very important topic. Because remember, we have to get rid of whatever modernist ideas like "I myself think," "I myself believe," "I myself like this." No. We never act alone. We always act with our Lord. Both together, the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we never do it things alone. This is a mistake of the modernist. So we are supposed to be always working with our Lord in everything. It's why you have to pray before whatever you do and you say. So Pilate said to him, "What is the truth?" And he didn't care. He just was asking for curiosity, because immediately he went out and said to the Jews, "I found no cause in him." So you see, the scary, Pilate is not interested in the truth. He didn't wait for the answer. You know, this is the reason that our Lord gives, the only reason our Lord gives why the Antichrist and the devil shall manage to deceive many, many, many now, today. Our Lord in the Apocalypse, in St. John, says, "For the lack of love for truth, they shall be deceived by the Antichrist." It's the same. People don't care about the truth. They only care about themselves, what their opinions, their comfort, and whatever they want. Or creatures, or feelings, or natural reasons, motives. So Pilate said, "Well, you have a custom that I should release one of the criminals for the PASC. So Pilate is looking for an opportunity to release our Lord, no? So will you therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews? So Pilate said, I have a chance to release him now. No? He's looking for an opportunity. So he was a politician. So he was looking for to spare, to flee from this cross and to have a good image and to keep his authority, his post with Caesar and with the Jews, so as a politician. Remember, he's thinking as a politician, Pilate. Then cried they all again, saying, no, this man but Barabbas. So they prefer Barabbas. It's interesting that Barabbas, so Abbas is father. Bar means the son of the father. Interesting, because our Lord is the son of God, the son of to his father. And Barabbas is called the son of father also, the son of the father. Barabbas means the son of the father. So they prefer the son of this world than the son of God. Basically, it's the mystical meaning here. So Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. Again, he was doing it for political reasons, not for justice's sake. Because he wanted to move the pity of the people, that they will intercede for Jesus, asking for his release. And the devil possessed these Romans who scourged him on the pillar, because they were extremely great amount, more than 5,000 lashes. So any other man, any one of us, whoever, if he's very strong, will have died. Anyone will have died. So, and the soldiers, plaiting a crown of thorns, put it upon his head. And they put on him a purple garment to mock him, his king, so let's crown him. He has these painful thorns on his head, which, by the way, Our Lady was the one in charge to take away the crown of thorns from Our Lord, Our Lady herself. Yes. Of course, the when Our Lord was descended from the cross, the Joseph Arimathea and Nicodemus was those helping her to take away the thorns which were stuck on his skull. Where many thorns stuck in his skull? No? Had to use scissors to pull out these thorns. No? But Our Lady had that pain for your meditation. This is why we represent Our Lady of Sorrows very often, and Our Lady of Solitude, contemplating the crown of thorns, because she held in her hands the crown of thorns. You know. In fact, Anna Catherine Emmerich, which has never been condemned, it has been reliable always. Catherine Emmerich, she said that as Our Lord was descended from the cross, they will put before Our Lady's eyes on her presence the nails, also, and the crown of thorns, yes, was on her presence during that moment. So they will start mocking him, Hail, King of the Jews, and then he gave him blows. So they have a cane on their hands and striking his crown of thorns, striking on the head with the crowning of thorns. Yes. Mocking him. Was not a crown, was a like helmet of crown of thorns. No? So Pilate therefore went forth again and said to them, Behold, I bring him forth unto you, that you may know that I found no cause in him. So you may wonder which part of the mass is the scourging and the crown of thorns. So it's okay. It's not dogmatic, of course, but the common opinion is that when the offertory starts at mass, so it starts being offering the lamp of God, our Lord himself offered to his Father. Even if there is no consecration yet, our Lord is offering himself to his Father. At that moment, when he's offering at the offertory the bread and offering the wine, is when starts the crowning of the scourging and the pillar and the crown of thorns. So our Lord starts shedding his blood already at Mass. Yes. So Jesus, therefore, came forth bearing the crown of thorns and the purple garment. And Pilate said, "Behold the man." So when the chief priests, therefore, and the servants had seen him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate was expecting that they would have pity. Humanly speaking, anyone will have pity. Any human being on earth, looking at our Lord in that shape. So what happened here is that a diabolical possession or diabolical blindness, you know, of the people. Of course, they are culpable also. No? They are not without fault. But this only can be understood through a diabolical intervention, you know, in the chief priests and the leaders of the people, because they incite the people to call to ask for the crucifixion of our Lord. No? So Pilate said to them, "Take him, you, and crucify him." It's a coward, no? Pilate. He was in charge of justice, and he preferred to please people than to please the laws, the eternal law, the natural law. And this is repeated again and again. Yes, for example, was very known, this event of Father Pagliarani here in St. Mary's. When he was speaking about the so-called vaccine, with this injection, they will call him and ask him what people are supposed to be doing. So he washed his hands, basically. And he said, "We don't enter into medical topics, so each one follow his conscience. So it doesn't pertain to me to judge about that." Basically, he said that. You should hear the conference of Pilate, the superior general of the SPX. That's exactly what Pilate did. So the innocence of by abortion, this sin against the power and creation of God, this mark of the beast, which is the mark of the beast, the vaccination, no doubt. So, and suddenly this, which is one of the chief traditionalists in the world, superior general, saying, "Doesn't pertain to me, the judgment." It's like washing his hands in front of the aborting babies, being aborted, innocents, killed. Washing his hands, literally, like Pilate. This is the SSPX. Yes. And he entered into the hall again, and he said to Jesus, so he tried for last time to save him, no? When our Lord said, bueno, es que Pilate said to him, "You don't speak to me. You don't know that I have the power to crucify thee and to release thee." Our Lord answered, "Thou should not have any power against me unless it were given thee from above." So when he was looking, to release him, the Jews started saying, you will be against the Caesars. You are not Caesar's friend if you do that. Because whoever makes himself a king, he's against Caesar. No? So Pilate, again, a coward and looking for his own benefits, he washed his hands. So at Mass, we do the washing of the hands, but we do the opposite. You read the psalm by which we wash our hands during Mass. Precisely, we do the same. We ask our Lord to wash us with his blood, with his grace, and that we may not be partakers of the culpability of those who sin against him. You know, we do the opposite also, no? That Pontius Pilate did during the washing of the hands. So, therefore he was given to him the cross. And bearing his own cross, he went forth to Calvary. So when they giving him the cross, when he's condemned by Pilate, is the preface at Mass, the preface. Because he's condemned to die, and the angels, you know, singing the praises of God for this event, the opposite, saying he is God the Almighty, the greatest praises of thanksgiving to God, is the preface, you know, before the Santus. The Santus, Santus, Santus is when our Lord is given the cross to be carried to Calvary. Santus, the great, the three times holy, yes. The three times holy is seen carrying the cross of mankind. So on the way to Calvary, yes, you will find at Mass, at the preface, sorry, at the canon of the Mass, you will find many references to the way of the cross between the Santus Santus and the elevation of the consecrated host. You will find references to Mary. Yes, which is consoling him. We have reference to the women of Jerusalem when he mentions in the canon we mention the saints, yes, who are being are there, and we mention them to accompany us at the sacrifice. And there are some very mystical mentions to other aspects of the way of the cross. I invite you to analyze. You will find out many things by prayer, by contemplation. Yes, because one of the more fruitful ways of going to Mass is by meditating the passion of our Lord, no? As the priests start doing the movements, the rubrics. So, for example, when the priest places his hands upon the chalice before the consecration, this is the 11th station of the cross, when our Lord is nailed to the cross. Yes. Why? Because in the Old Testament, the high priest, when he had to sacrifice an animal for all of Holocaust, so has to die for the people, for the sins of the people. This animal was a goat. So before sacrificing or before being sentenced to die, the goat, the priest will lay both hands upon the goat like this, to discharge all the sins upon the goat. Yes. So this is why the priest, when does this movement, the an igitor, is precisely the our Lord nailed to the cross, with our sins are on the cross, no? When he's going to pay the price, which is on the cross, no? This is why this movement of the priest is precisely to discharge upon our Lord with the nails, nailing our Lord on the cross. So, by the consecration, yes, he is there to be elevated, presented. The 12th station of the cross when he's crucified. So you will find also the seven words of our Lord in very clear in some, not so clear in other, in the canon. In the canon following the consecration, between the consecration and the minor elevation, you will find reference to the seven words of our Lord on the cross. Yes. For example, one of those is the prayer asking that we will go to heaven with the saints, no? It's like the good thief, no? Asking for paradise. We are also. The prayer before the Nobis Quoque Peccatoribus. It's the Nobis Quoque Peccatoribus. Nobis Quoque Peccatoribus. Remember? Before the minor elevation, we say, the priest says, Nobis Quoque Peccatoribus. And he mentioned the saints also, no? Who are in heaven. So like saying, please, Lord, place me with the saints in heaven now that your passion is at the summit, no? Your sufferings, no? It's the same prayer, I would say, of the good thief at the foot of, when our Lord is on the cross. Yeah. So the minor elevation is when our Lord expires. Yes. Yes, it's the summit. It's the summit of Mass. According to many saints, is our Lord finished his sacrifice for us. So when this is the Our Father, our Lord is already on the limbo. His soul is on the limbo, no? Visiting the Father's the bosom of Abraham. So what is the resurrection is when the consecrated host is united to the most precious blood of our Lord on the peace. Yes? When the priest gives three crosses upon the chalice, drops the consecrated host, the particle upon the chalice. So it's united again, our Lord's body, with his blood, his soul, his divinity, the resurrection, yes, precisely. Is why is the Pax? Because it's when our Lord appears in his resurrection, he says Pax Vobis. So the peace will be you, no? So our Lord gives his peace at that moment when he resurrects. So we are ready for communion. His body who has died for us and resurrected, as it is in heaven, we are going to communicate his body as it is in heaven in this moment. So his glorified body with his wounds after the crucifixion. Yes. This is very important, and this is why I want to join this meditation with Our Lady of Solitude. Very important. Because it's the request of Fatima. The request of Our Lord in Fatima is precisely that we concentrate our efforts, our sufferings, our cross, our good actions in Mary, through Mary, for Mary. Yes? So this is why I wanted just to explain a little bit about this before we go, because it's part of your meditation. Because Our Lady, remember, she was united to Our Lord. The Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus united together, always, always. The same flesh, you know, Our Lord's heart comes from Mary's heart. He took flesh from her completely. So his heart is united to her heart, always, for eternity. It's not pious thought, it's real. So they are really united. So all that our Lord suffered in his heart, which comes to him again during Mass. Sorry. Our Lord lives his passion and death during Mass. I would say the most important thing to meditate is his heart. What we did yesterday, how he's in anguish and pains to see our sins, the cruelty that he suffered, but also the loss souls into hell, being lost in hell. So our Lord, our Lady's heart was really there, suffering. This is why the prophecy of Simeon was fulfilled, no? So Simeon on the fourth joyful mystery, when he said that a sword shall pierce thy heart, Mary, so that the thoughts of many shall be revealed to you. To them, your heart, basically. So the Immaculate Heart of Mary will be revealed, her sentiments to all. Yes. So, just I will remind you, therefore, the Our Lady's sorrows, I will focus just to the last three sorrows and beyond, basically. So during the Passion, of course, she was seeing everything, she was living in her heart everything. You can say that she was the altar
her heart, Immaculate Heart, was the altar upon which our Lord was being crucified. She was holding spiritually our Lord, because she's a mother. As a real mother, she was carrying our Lord in her heart. So it's why it's a great relationship between the cross of our Lord and her Immaculate Heart of Mary. Immaculate Heart of Mary and the cross are like one reality. Yes. Like one reality. This is why to be with Mary is to be with the cross. This is how you discover the wisdom of the cross is through Mary. It says Saint Louis de Montfort. So basically, so she was, when our Lord died on the cross, so is it the solitude of Mary starts, the first step of the solitude of Mary. So the darkness, the absence of our Lord, the cruel death of our Lord was in her heart. So the mystic says that Our Lady was in agony every 20 minutes after during the Passion of Our Lord and beyond. She was every 20 minutes in agony. So she would have died of sorrow if God would not have prevented it with His power. So the sorrow was so intense that she would have died every 20 minutes. So when Our Lord died, she received all the main blow. Because remember, sorrow is in proportion to love, always. The more we love, the more we are sorrow about something or someone. So if you take into account Our Lady love Our Lord more than all saints and angels, seraphims together, and she saw Our Lord dying like that, so it's an immense sea of sorrow. We cannot imagine even. It's impossible to imagine. It's why it's so important for our Lord that we console her. No? We stay at her feet. So the second step of the solitude of Mary is precisely when she received the body of our Lord in her arms. And she herself took the crown off, at least what she could, because the many pieces she was not able to take out, of course. Imagine the sorrow. Her own son, she saw being born, you know. The most beautiful God Himself, you know, treated like that. So just imagine. It's possible to imagine so much pain. So she was sorrowing like that until 20 years after until the Assumption, even. She was like that. Of course, when our Lord resurrected, yes, she was consoled, but after the Ascension, she kept with these sorrows, of course. Because if we sorrow for few sins that we committed, she sorrowful for all the sins of mankind. And she sorrow also because all our Lord's wounds. And remember I told you that she had fresh in her mind, in her memory for the next 20 years on earth, very lively, the events of the Passion. So she would meditate 24/7 if it was possible. I don't know. She was sleeping, of course, but she was the most all the day meditated upon those things, especially Passion and Death of Our Lord. Because for her was a reality, Holy Sacrifice of the Mass through St. John. No? So she was living the Mass precisely like that, lively, joining herself completely, perfectly, to the sacrifice of the Mass. So this is why she is present, completely present in her heart, Immaculate Heart at Mass every day. So the second step of the solitude of Mary, the true step is when she helps to bury our Lord. She's buried on the tomb. So as time passed by, her solitude is deeper and deeper and deeper, because she doesn't have, after the burial, she has not the joy to see the body or to touch it, no? Or to heal the wounds, because she helped with the balm and wrapping the body to be buried. No? So the fourth step of the solitude of Mary, still Good Friday, is when the rock is put on place on the sepulcher, and Our Lady is outside the sepulcher, outside the rock, the stone. It's precisely what we do, what we are contemplating the tabernacle. We are in front of the Blessed Sacrament. It's the same. So what's farther Our Lord from her eyes? But still, she stayed there a few moments, yes. Like we can see maybe an hour, maybe. We don't know how much. In prayer, when the rock was on place on the sepulcher. So it's like the tabernacle plus. To teach us to love, to visit the Blessed Sacrament when we can. No? At least spiritually. Spiritually, we should do that. To kneel down and to go wherever is the tabernacle of the true priests or true masses, valid masses, whatever, and the world, go to that tabernacle in spirit, and you, with Mary, you do it with Mary. Together, you visit Our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. So the fifth step of the solitude of Mary is when she comes back to Calvary to contemplate the empty cross of Our Lord and the blood which is still there on the cross. And this is why we Benedictines, we wear the red cross. No? This is the, because the sacred heart of Jesus appeared to our founder. And he said, he himself, Our Lord said, so he said, I want this congregation, Benedictine congregation, to be victim souls. So to consider the red cross as the cross that they have to replace me. They have to replace me on the cross. So it's, I am not there, but you have to be there on the cross, in my place, together with my mother and united to my merits, no? So Our Lady was contemplating precisely that she had to take care of the apostles, to fortify them, to take care of them, and to replace Our Lord. So she had all the cross, she felt all the weight of the cross upon her, in her heart. Our Lord was already on the limbo. So this is why she's the mediatrix of all graces, because she deserved all the, by being mother in a fitting way, she deserved, not injustice, but she deserved, because her dignity, the merits of Our Lord, so that she will share with us, give away Our Lord's treasure of graces to us. So that's why Our Lady contemplated the red cross, empty cross, is very important. So we have in our rooms, for example, the red cross, empty. Because we have to remember ourselves we have to be victim souls and to pay the debts of mankind with Our Lord on the cross. Yes, this is the religious life. The religious life is to be with Mary, on the cross with Mary, contemplating this absence of Our Lord, yearning to be united to Him, but in the meanwhile, until we are united, to fill up that place, empty place of Our Lord with our lives. No? So the sixth step of the solitude was when Mary says goodbye to the holy places. So she had to retire with St. John and the holy women. So she will not have the consolation to see the holy places anymore for a while. No? So she will not be able to be at the Calvary or to the sepulcher. She had to go to the cenacle. She went to the cenacle with St. John and the holy women. So this is the, when she said goodbye to the holy places, the sixth, and the seventh is when she's escorted to the house, to the cenacle. She's brought to the cenacle for rest. But of course, she didn't rest, no? She was in prayer the whole night. And according to the revelations, she awoke midnight, even, to keep praying. She was everybody was sleeping, and she was awake, praying. And so the seventh, the eighth step of the solitude is Holy Saturday, when she was
being served by the apostles, being consoled by the apostles and the disciples, the holy women. And it's to live our consecration. So the eighth step of the solitude is to live our consecration to Mary in the midst of darkness, in the midst of the during the absence of our Lord. We are with her because she's the only light, the only consolation, and we console her, she consoles us. So this is the eighth step. We console her, we accompany her, and the ninth step is she consoles us and she rewards us. She gives us the peace and the grace that we need to be at her side and to persevere. So Holy Saturday is precisely the message of Fatima. To have pity on Mary during the moment in which she was the heaviest of her crosses, because our Lord was absent. See, when our Lord is absent, after the crucifixion is the highest. Because she had lively living the events of Good Friday, and besides that, she didn't have our Lord presence. He was on the grave, yes. He was in the sepulcher. So this is why is how we should be practicing our consecration to Mary is living Holy Saturday in her, with her, with like her, for her, and through her. No? This is what we are going to meditate today in the chapel. So we will say the prayer, and we don't have questions today, but you want later. To keep your focus on this beautiful topic.